Leaving, written by Seti Ai and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. I'm surprised we're still here, Rose said casually, studying the doctor's face as she reached over to steal one of his chips. He swatted her hand away and gave her a grin that was both completely alien and achingly familiar. And why is that? Rose gave him a knowing look. You've been back to normal, she trailed off as he raised an eyebrow, and she couldn't help but roll her eyes. Don't you say a word, you know what I mean. I didn't say a word, the doctor protested, his eyes twinkling. But you were thinking it, she shot back. He shook his head in amusement. You were saying, he asked, putting her back on her previous train of thought. She feigned indignation, but her eyes sparkled with mirth. I was saying that you're fine now, she said, but we're still here in London, my London. And don't tell me it's because you suddenly enjoy my mom's company, because I saw the look on your face when we left this morning. Look, he asked innocently. What look? Rose grinned as she reached out and grabbed another one of his chips, this time avoiding his hand as he swung it lightly at her. The one that said she's driving you completely mad. The doctor shot her a sheepish look. Ah, he said awkwardly. That look. Yeah, that look, Rose said. Want to tell me why we haven't left yet? Because it's not because you want to be here. You make it sound like I hate your mom and Mickey, the doctor protested. She rolled her eyes. I'm not saying you hate them, she said. I'm just saying it's obvious you only like them in small doses. He studied her face for a moment. And I suppose you have a remedy, he asked, an amused tone in his voice. Rose smiled. I'm no doctor, she said lightly, but I'd prescribe a trip somewhere at least 500 years away, or a few billion light years. When he just stared at her, a baffled look making its way onto his face, her smile grew even larger. Maybe Barcelona, she said teasingly. I hear it's an interesting place to visit. The look on his face was priceless. You know, Rose said thoughtfully, if we head back now, I could be packed and ready to go before it even got dark. His face split into a broad grin as he held out his hand toward her. Well, if you insist, he said good-naturedly, I suppose that could be arranged. Rose smiled as she clasped his hand and let him pull her to her feet. As he wrapped his arm comfortingly around her shoulder, she couldn't resist letting out a soft laugh. Of course, you'll be the one telling my mom, she said teasingly,